Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. As the legislature nears the end of its second special session, Governor Bill Walker emphasized the need to wrap up legislative business once and for all in a news conference this afternoon. Lawmakers passed a last-minute operating budget that was signed by the governor on June 30th, one day before the state's new fiscal year began. The budget included a plan to spend out of the constitutional budget reserve and to cap this year's permanent fund dividend check at $1,100. However, the legislature has yet to agree on a capital budget. The state has been struggling under the weight of a multi-billion dollar deficit and the lingering pain of plummeting oil prices. Walker says as it stands, the state will continue to spend out of its dwindling savings without a plan to build revenue through either a sales tax or an income tax. Further deficits are expected in coming years due to a decline in oil production and the collapse in oil-related revenue. The current special session has been solely dedicated to oil and gas tax legislation. Walker says taking things one step at a time seems to be the best approach. The legislature's second special session is set to end this weekend. The current special session does not include discussion of the capital budget or state tax restructuring, so there's a good chance lawmakers will return to Juneau for a third special session. The director of Alaska's Veterans Administration healthcare system is asking those who served in the armed forces to be patient. Dr. Timothy Ballard addressed roughly 35 veterans in a town hall forum last Thursday in Fairbanks. KUAC's Robert Hannon has more.
Dr. Ballard is a physician who previously served with the Air Force. When he was tapped to oversee the Alaska Veterans Administration healthcare system a year ago, he says he found an understaffed organization with low morale.
When I ask our staff across the board how many personnel they think they need in order to accomplish the mission, the number I get back is 760. We're staffed at 555.
Ballard says Fairbanks was especially handicapped by low staffing, but he now has four providers and is close to contracting with a local physician. But several members of the audience, like Bob Pugliese, say they can't even reach the Fairbanks office when they call.
You're on hold for 15 up to 30 minutes. That's really frustrating there. You don't get any answers. And then the other times when you do get an answer, it's, I don't know, you have to talk to somebody else.
Ballard apologized to the audience Thursday for those delays. He says he'll be instituting a one-stop shop with one phone number and email address staffed by people with answers. He says he's lobbied Alaska's congressional delegates to help cut through federal red tape to create a more efficient system with increased staffing.
And if we can save some funds in one area of our budget, because it's all consolidated, I can take those savings and turn them directly into staff.
President Trump's budget actually boosts funding for the VA. Ballard assured vets last week that there was money to meet their medical needs. He promised he and his staff would be visiting Fairbanks in 3 months for a follow-up town hall forum. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Alaska state troopers report that a 13-year-old Fairbanks girl drowned Saturday afternoon at Chena Lake inside the state recreation area. Troopers identified the girl as Chenina Osea. Osea was swimming with a juvenile relative when she went into deep water and disappeared. Troopers say they were called at about 5 p.m. Saturday. The North Pole Fire Department, the North Star Volunteer Fire Department, and a Fort Wainwright diving team found Osea submerged in the water about 50 yards from shore. First responders performed CPR and took Osea to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. She is pronounced dead at 7:09 p.m. The National Weather Service is warning southeast interior rivers are expected to rise this week. Ryan Metzger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says heavy rain is expected across the southeast interior today and tonight.
That's going to bring heavy rainfall to areas, mainly from Fairbanks to the south and east.
Metzger says those systems are likely to bring between 1 and 2 inches of rain, causing sharp rises on all rivers from Fairbanks east today and tomorrow. The Good Pastor, Charlie, and 40 Mile rivers are expected to rise to near bank full. Metzger says melting glaciers are also playing a role.
It's kind of like a 1-2 punch, so you have rivers that are already a little bit high, and then you add water to that, so you have higher rivers get even higher.
The National Weather Service reports the Tanana River is near bank full now at Tana Cross and is expected to reach bank full by Tuesday at Delta Junction and Fairbanks. The high water on the Tanana River is expected to last through late this week and will cause erosion of the riverbank, push water into low-lying sloughs, and cause the water table to rise near the river. People along the Tanana River should be prepared for high water this week. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.